This is Emily Perez. Welcome back to another episode of Shades Talks, the podcast.
Nationality and different color, but we always have to be on guard. Like, I cannot be the
always.
I cannot be that person, right? I have to be either as smart or seem as smart as my counterpart. So again, that's like, oh yeah, that saying goes, but then you get into this conference room and you're like, nah, because they're looking at me like, oh, the black girl don't know nothing. We have all of these pressures as being a black woman. That does, you know, forces this whole imposter syndrome.
Mm. I think that that's propaganda that we're buying, because if you ask I've seen interviews with several top CEOs, white CEOs, and they said, if you want something done, hire a black woman, because they know that we can get it done. Yeah. And then we're probably going to charge less than a man. No, okay,
that is true. Sometimes when you are talking about a white man, if this is all the time, right? When you're talking about success and things like that, our women can be our greatest demise. Like, women can be the competition, that they're cutthroat, everything. Like, we are our worst enemies. And so, yes, if I was in a conference room of all white men, maybe that might be great, but I'm not. Mm. And so somebody's looking at me like, she ain't raise her hand. She ain't say nothing. She ain't do nothing. So she must not know nothing.
Sometimes I ask myself, what would a white man do? That's what I ask myself.
Not what would Jesus do? But what would the white man do?
Not when I'm trying to earn money. Because Jesus is giving, he's loving, you know, he's concerned about people. When I'm trying to earn money, I am asking myself, what would a white man do? And if he would feel entitled to X, Y, and Z, and if he would feel blah, blah, blah. So sometimes I have to really channel my inner white man.
I didn't know you had one.
Okay. Exactly.
You wanted to say something?
I wanted to say, Shoshana, when you first started out, the very first thing you said was, I'm no expert.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You are the expert this situation and right where we are right now. Yeah, you are the expert. Heck, you wrote a book on it.
We acknowledge that too, but we don't feel threatened by it though.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
Like, right. I feel like we learn from each other.
That's what I love.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, I feel like you helped me find that, come out of that imposter syndrome. Because mm-hmm. one of the things people, like, I know with Shauna, when she'll give us some of these questions, you know, and what's keeping you, right? And I think one of them is like procrastination or time or money. When you think about it, it all falls into one of these syndromes. Mm-hmm. For instance, procrastination. Is it because you feel like you need to be perfect? Is it because you feel like, for me, it's the expert syndrome. Mm-hmm. I've been doing woven for years behind the scenes.
Pause. And you're the expert.
And you're
when it comes to woven.
Right.
I am. But when it comes to marriages, I think the worst thing you can do when you're suffering from imposter syndrome is go on YouTube or go on social media and try to search somebody else, because it's like, oh my God, they're doing it such a grand scale, and they're doing such a, and who am I? You know what? Let me just bow down and let them be great.
Is that what you tell yourself?
Oh, yes, I mean, absolutely.
But that's the thing. This imposter syndrome, I think, hits most people. And what these influencers are doing is just deciding, I am going to focus in on what I know and sell it to you as if I am an expert. That's all they've decided to do. And sometimes I have to channel that as well.
It's stuff they got from YouTube.
Most people, somebody else. Like, they are selling something. For me, I do a lot of different things, but crafts is like one of my passions. And I'll see people doing very basic beginner things, and they are selling it like it is rocket science. Mm-hmm. I am on master level of whatever they're talking about, but they're talking about it like, oh, yes, let me tell you about this. And I'm like, this is so elementary. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean to be demeaning, but I'm like, look at the passion and you know, just the way this girl is pushing it. And that's what I don't have, or that's what I don't do, because I think I have to now be a PhD in XYZ before I can talk about something. And this girl is literally in kindergarten selling it, and people are buying it.
But what also feeds into imposter syndrome are followers. Now with social media, oh, I've only had these 10 followers for the past 6 months. I must not be good at what I do. Mm-hmm. And that's not true. You may not be good at marketing at what you do, but you may very well still be an expert at what you do. So all these things that plays in our mindset keeps us from being great.
For the record, at the beginning of this, before we hit record, we always say, who's going to host, right? I said, well, I hosted last time, so I'm looking across these two. And they both said, well, Michelle, you got it. And Michelle said, well, no, Emily, you got it. And Emily goes, well, you know, I don't know enough about this. She giving a whole podcast.
Okay.
She giving a whole podcast.
I had that imposter syndrome.
You were suffering from imposter syndrome 17 minutes ago. But the lesson is you pushed through and you did it.
Wow. Okay. I'm feeling it. I see where we're going with this.
I just wanted to go ahead.
What about that?
Right. Yeah. But I wanted to point it out and stop you in mid-sentence because you're doing it. Like, just off what, to China's point, everybody else do. They just do the research. They refine it and they sell it. Yeah. They make it their own, Michelle. Yeah. They make it their own. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you, sis. I appreciate that.
Yes.
I want to say that imposter syndrome has also blocked me from moving to that, wherever that next level is that I think I should be.
Yeah.
And so I will be that chick to sit under the covers and be like, I really want to get this done. And I'm going to do this little part right here and this little part right here, knowing I can get all of this done and I won't do it. Mm. It's not fear. It's not, I got to have it perfect, but I'm not sure what it is. I just know that it's something. And whatever that something is, it holds me back. And I don't know how to just push through that, you know, and it's a scary thing because you know you need to be somewhere else, yet you're still in the same spot.
You know what's crazy? I talked about it at the beginning. I feel like on defense, all of us know our worth. Every single one. If somebody was like, yo, you only, if one of them workers at your job is like, you don't know what you're talking about. Ooh. Michelle would shut it down.
Shut it down. 2.2 seconds.
Okay. This little nasty email that this girl would have put together. Okay. Whatever it is, because I've heard about some of these stories. She said, what? Oh, no. She don't know. Right?
I hope this email finds you well.
But for some reason, when we're sitting at home by ourselves and we're trying to start this new thing, or we're trying to sell ourselves just on selling ourselves, we don't speak the same way that we speak when we're on defense. When someone has told us we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
How do we get past it?
That's my question. That is a very good question.
I need that in my life.
How do we get past it? You know, what are some things that might trigger it? Like, I know social media triggers it for me.
Yeah.
When I see another marriage ministry on social media, I go from making this huge planning retreat to like, oh, maybe I should just send them to their retreat. You know, they have one. It's
yeah.
already there. You know, why don't we
And you know what? And I remember when you did that one time and I was like,
she's currently doing it.
Absolutely. But I remember specifically, and I went to their website. I was like, girl,
I'm unimpressed.
They're not even right. I'm like, girl, they're not even doing this, and that. We doing this, and that, you know. But then, then it just goes to the side. And then,
you know, what's crazy?
If you know that's your trigger, then why do you continue to go on?
That's what we sell ourselves. We need research.
You don't have to research on social media. There's Google. Remember, there's the Google.
You're, you,
Google.
You're, for examples, like, mm-hmm. oh, let me see what they do. But then it kind of just undersells you. There was a housewife, right? I don't remember which one because I don't really watch them. And she started selling, I don't know, sweatpants or something. I was going to not say the name. That's where I was going. Sorry.
I remember that.
Friend, you should have said, I'm not going to say her name. You said, you said I can't remember her name. Oh. You know I'm an avid reality show watcher. Like,
okay, retake.
Okay,
there was this lady on the Housewives, and she started selling something, and because she was a housewife, everybody started buying it. Absolutely. And then they got it, and they're like, "Oh, the quality of this is awful. Oh, this is not what it is. It's not what it's supposed to be." But so many people bought it.
It was giving Alibaba.